any concerns you might have at this point about Victor Cruz's situation and his having the potential maybe to drag out through the offseason and into the summer?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, obviously don't have any control of it, don't know when it's going to occur. So right now, you know, I can work on getting myself better, getting in shape, getting stronger, working with the guys here, making sure we're doing everything we can to improve, make corrections, look at the film from last year and see, you know, what areas we need to work on and need to improve and go out there and you know, just try to do the best we can do.
Victor participating in the workout at Duke last week, was that kind of an indication to you that he expects and wants to be a Giant this year?
You know, I hope so. I hope he wants to be here. But obviously, you know, they got you know, the contract to work out, and they got things to figure out. So, you know, I can't concern myself with that. I can't, you know, when that gets worked out, he'll come back and come back to work.
Did he seem frustrated with the situation down there? Or did you any indication?
No, we didn't talk about it much, really.
Eli, working out with your receivers last week, I mean, did you come away accomplishing what you hoped to start there? I mean, how did it look?
You know, I think it was really just to get some work. A lot of times once you come back here and you're lifting weights, you're meeting, you're doing things, sometimes it's hard to get on the field for as much time as you'd like to get all the throwing you'd like to get in, just because, you got to worry about overworking. Guys that just lifted their legs heavy on Mondays and Thursdays, so you can't really run them on those days when you're working out here these first couple weeks. So it's really, a way to, get the guys. We had 5 practices in 3 days and drill work for them, just catching balls, a lot of drill work for me, and then work on some routes, work on some, specific things where you felt we needed to improve on. No, I'm not going to pry him. I think he's got to do what's in best interest of him, and that's usually staying away and putting pressure to try to get the deal done.
Eli, when you look at the film last year, how much of the issues in the passing game is a result of the timing and patterns being off a little bit?
No, I don't think I don't think there's one issue. Obviously, having Akeem hurt for most of the year, was a factor. And when he was playing, kind of middle of the year and end of the year, he wasn't himself. And you can see that on the film clearly. And so, it'd be great to have him back full speed, healthy, making the plays that he normally makes. I think there's just some throws were just a little off. We didn't hit the big plays that we normally do. And I think that was a big part of our passing game not being as effective, just not hitting those shots down the field. And a lot of that's on me and making better throws. And you can look at each play and each one, might have a different reason why it wasn't successful. It's about trying to find the common trends and fixing those. No. And I haven't talked to anybody about it. And so, and a lot of that, the stuff when you restructure, it doesn't really affect the player. When they say you're restructuring, it's just, it's just ways of kind of moving things around that, it doesn't really affect me. It affects the organization and how the cap works and trying to make room and makes it better for this year and worse for next year, usually how it works. So, no, I have not had any discussions yet. When both, yeah, I mean, obviously, I think it's having those two guys healthy. It's having, and it's not just those two. It's that's the great thing about football. It's all 11 guys doing their job. We have to have that third receiver who, Mario Manningham in 2012, you know, who we had making, you know, some you know, deep throws, getting that, you know, down the field, stretching the field. So we need, you know, Reuben Randall or Lewis Murphy to step into that role this year, give us a, you know, a opportunity to hit some balls down the field and stretch the field. You know, obviously have a new tight end this year. So, you know, we need Brandon to step up. And Martellus did a good job for us last year, getting some catches and doing, you know, making some first downs and you know, creating some mismatches. So hopefully he can provide that for us. And so it's just a matter of, you know, being consistent, you know, executing well. And when you have opportunities to make the plays, you got to be making them.
A deadline is coming up with teams able to submit offer sheets for Victor. Do you have your eye on that deadline and hope maybe after that, you know, you might see him here?
I have a feeling I'll see Victor here when the contract's done, and so that's my gut feeling. I could be wrong, but yeah, if he's back earlier, I think that'd be a bonus.
The contract in terms of a long-term contract?
Yeah, I mean I would think so. I think that's the goal.
Eli, how did Hakeem look at Duke in ways that might indicate to you that he's on the road to better health?
Well, I mean, I think it's still a work in progress, and he's, you know, he's been getting treatment and rehabbing this off season. So, you know, it wasn't a situation where we were going to go and push him, and you know, we still have time before, you know, start of OTAs and mini camps and everything and the start of the season. So, but he was, you know, he did look, you know, we did test him on a few things, and he looked good and, you know, seemed to recover quickly. So that's very promising. And obviously, you know, the most important thing is that he is 100% once the season starts. And when we can get work and he's feeling great and we can go out there and get all our reps of practice, you know, we need that as well. You know, we need to, you know, get back to fundamentals and practice and making sure everything is being done the way it should be. You know, hopefully it makes it stronger. And obviously with Andre, who you know, was playing well for us last year at times when before he got injured, you know, brings kind of, you know, still speed and power. But with David, obviously a guy with outstanding speed. And so, you know, you try to get ways to get him in the open field and get the ball in his hands and see if he can make some big runs for us. But, you know, that's kind of up to the coaches to see if our run game will change much or you know, and see what he does best. And so, you know, that'll kind of come once we get into practices and see, you know, how he fits into our offense and put him in a position to use his skills to help out the offense as much as possible. Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, the goal is to make the Super Bowl every year and to bring a championship home. And you know, obviously, it would be very, very special to play it in your home stadium in front of your home crowd. And, you know, that would obviously be very, very you know, unique and great. But ultimately, our focus, I think, this year is, you know, kind of one day at a time and making sure we're getting better, we're making the playoffs, and then from there. You know, hopefully we can make a strong run and have the opportunity to win a championship.
Schedule comes out later today. You face Peyton, I guess a year earlier now that he's moved teams and he was supposed to be.
Right.
Can you guys talk about that at all?
Well, we had to be careful when we were at Duke together. You know, I was trying to kind of ask this receiver some questions about some of their reads and hots and, you know, what their defense was doing a little bit. But I think he had prepared them pretty well not to tell me anything. So, you know, we haven't talked about it a whole lot, you know, more kind of joking and jabs at each other. But obviously, you know, anytime you play your brother or I play Peyton in a game, it is special and it is unique. And I cherish those moments of, you know, whether before the game or, you know, looking across at you know, during the national anthem and seeing my big brother or seeing him at the coin flip. Those are great moments that I'll, you know, will cherish and hopefully, you know, the Giants can get a win for once.
Eli, when the date of that game is announced tonight, how will, do you think that will affect the greater Manning's planning for the fall in terms of that?
I think they, you know, kind of had that game circled. My parents will probably be attending. So they don't know the date of it, I never know, though. Maybe they might want to stay home and stay away from the hoopla. So we'll have to see how they'll approach it. But, I'm kind of just more concerned with seeing who our first game's going to be and go from there.
Eli, given the hype that the Eli 8 Bowl has brought in the past, would you rather get it over with earlier in the season, or would you rather have it later on?
Probably earlier. Not the first game of the season, so I don't have to talk about it for the next 4 months. But maybe, you know, I have a feeling it will probably come early. I could be wrong, but I have a feeling it would be, you know, in those first couple weeks, and that's probably the best way to do it and kind of get it over with and put it all behind us. You know, I really just kind of, as I said, just concentrate on kind of who that first game is against, and whether you're home or away, and you kind of look at, you know, when you have Sunday night games or Monday night games or where your Thursday night game is, where's your bye week. I mean, it's not really game planning or you know, setting up a strategy. It's just kind of curiosity how it's all going to lay out and. When are your division games? Are they, towards the start with the division game first week? Who's that going to be versus? Or are you going to have a bunch at the end of the year? Just kind of how it all lays out. But those are kind of the main things I look at.
Eli, with the Super Bowl here, do you have to be careful as a team not to get ahead of yourselves to keep that day-to-day focus?
Yeah, I think so. I think, obviously the – you know, we missed the playoffs last year. I think that's the goal. I mean, I think obviously, you know, you can't win a championship if you don't make the playoffs. It is about, you know, doing whatever it takes and making sure we're putting ourselves in position to make the playoffs towards the end of the season, and then excelling at the end of the season to finish that job to put us in an opportunity to make it to those final teams, and then it's, you know, what you can do in there, who can get hot, who can be playing the best football at the end of the year when it counts, and that's the most important thing.
One of the guys that worked out last week at Duke, one of the Duke players, Connor Vernon.
Right.
Remember him? What kind of impression did he make on you?
Connor's, having followed Duke the last couple of years, you know, with Coach Cutcliffe there, I've seen him catch a lot of balls and a lot of touchdowns, He's you know, worked with us in Duke the last couple of years, a couple of years I went there and was doing a lot of 7-on-7 with kind of running Duke's offense, he kind of just kept getting open. I found myself throwing a lot of balls to him. So he does have some talent, so it'll be interesting to see if he gets a shot somewhere.
He laughed because he said he was compared to both Welker and Eric Decker, who do two different things, but.
He has the same hair as Decker, so that's, you know, that's about all I know.
Eli, I was just curious,
last
at any
one.
Point during this offseason, have you felt the need to just lend your voice to management as far as your thoughts on the importance of Cruz to the offense, or have you, or do you think it's necessary?
You know, I think they know Victor's importance, and his play these last 2 years has shown that, and just, the touchdowns, the catches, the first downs, and his playmaking ability. So I think they want him back. It's just a matter of kind of finding that line of the worth and dealing with the salary cap and all those issues to get him back at a good price. So hopefully all that gets worked out sooner than later, so we can get here and we can continue to work and get better and do everything we got to do to have a strong run this year.